219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. 219. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight to 219 The Talk. I promised y'all I was listening that I'm going to be on here. I don't care if it's late. I'm going to get on here and tell you like it is. It is Thursday. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Moving, my guy. Moving is not something that I would promote, okay? But listen, in my life right now, in 2021, what is today? April 15th, I got to move. I have to move, y'all. And I'm trying. Listen, it seems like the more we move, the more we see too much. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, okay? Now, for 219 to talk tonight, I'm going to play some good music, but also, you know, I'm going to jump in here and there and talk a little bit about other stuff. But until then, let's go ahead and get into a little bit of music, okay? This song coming to you is by none other than, let me see if I could play some cash in. You know, 219 to talk is that show. I'm just telling you, it's that show. We got a magazine that I'm going to be working on soon, and we got some stuff coming up. Soon as everything, like I said, as the dust settles, I can get back on what I do. Is what I do. Just cash in and say, all I know, right here on 219 to talk.
I'm a rep for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma for my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keep the scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, it's 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 all I know. All I know is I'ma eat. Ain't no living my ass on the street. I go in on all of these beats. Lil' mama, where she by the leak? It ain't my money, I'm pressing delete. Cruise through the hood, I'ma repeat. I'm tryna buy like I got on some feet. You better not try to play like I'm sweet. Yeah. Low key, I get to it back. Do it for my niggas that pass. No sleep, no jet lag. Money calling, I'ma move fast. Blue hunnits want them in my pants. Can't go back to no food stamps. And I grind hard like boot camp.
I'ma rap for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma put my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we kickin' scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, it's all I know. I know. Yeah, it's all I know. For all of my people that couldn't get it, I'ma do all that I can. I'm putting this shit on my shoulders, I strike like a cobra, it's all in my plan. I know it gets tough, yeah, I know it gets tough. But we come from the mud, the struggle ain't shit to us. Yeah, I turn up with my niggas, if you ain't real, I ain't rolling with you. Every July, I get sentimental. Lost my nigga, he was instrumental. If he's my lawyer, won't benefit you. Been verified, I'm beneficial. I'ma go mine, I can benefit you. Can't walk in my shoes, cause they ain't gon' fit you. I don't play no games with him, I just live a little. I ain't hatin' on this nigga, that's the pedestal. Tryna buy back the block for the rest of us. If you ain't bossin' up, then you miss me.
I'ma rap for my hood, cause it's all I know. And I'ma keep this shit true, cause it's all I know. And I'ma for my bitch good, cause it's all I know. And my niggas still win, yeah, we keep the scope. Yeah, that's all I know. Yeah, it's all I know. Yeah.
JJJ speak.
I'm healed.
We ain't got time to waste, homie.
I know it.
It's time out.
Let's get them.
Hey, we ain't got time to waste. We ain't got time to play. If you ain't about to play, then move up out my way. We ain't got time to waste. We ain't got time to play. If you ain't about to play, then move up out my way.
Hey, it's time out, time out. 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 It's time out, time out.
Welcome back. This is Queenie, 219 and Talk. Quick question. What y'all doing out there? I know that this is on Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and a bunch of other platforms, kind of iTunes, all of that. So what's up? What are y'all doing? And our ratings are high, so I know somebody's listening. If you're listening in the archive, okay, you can always drop a comment. At the bottom of the page, you can drop a comment. And I just want to say I appreciate you. It's not hard. It's not difficult to drop a comment, okay? Want to send a shout-out to Trainer Ray. Want to send a shout-out to Own It, Own It. Want to send a shout-out to J.D. the Barber. Just want to say, hey, y'all, it's Thursday. And guess what? It's all good. I want to dedicate this next song to all of my co-hosts. Everybody's going through something. Everybody's got something better to do. So guess what? Podcasting is what I do. I want to play a little bit by Quincy. Well, let me just say like cue song. This song says Come Together. And now I think it's befitting, right? Cops shooting up. Let me just leave that alone. Let's keep it moving.
Put your hands together. Come on. And let's come together. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. That's right. And let's come together. Yeah. Put your hands together. And let's come together. Put your hands together. Yeah. And let's come together.
together. We don't gotta wait till the Lord come back to get us, cause the power is already in us. God is in us. He said that in the beginning, when he made us in his image, so we can master this world and everything is in it. But we're headed for a self-destruction. Ain't no trust, cause the government is full of corruption. But I know who to trust in. He left his book with words that's full of instruction. Shows us how to forgive and start to live. Quit taking everything and give. This world ain't all about you, it's all about us. Get with it, man, and that's for real.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Put your hands together.
And if some people paid attention, that when Trump got in office, he went after Hispanics. Okay? Right? COVID hit. He went after Asians. Okay? So it's like, why can't we all just come together? We know that we live in the United States of America. Everybody's different. Everybody has their own culture. But it's one thing we all should come together in, and that's in civil rights. Everybody has a right to live in peace. Everybody has a right to be treated equal, right? So everybody is sitting around trying to figure out who is better than the other, and we wouldn't do that, they wouldn't do that. You know, they're killing Hispanics, they're killing Asians, they're killing, we already know they're killing African-Americans. So, Americans, so why are we divided? Why not everybody, why don't everybody stand together? I'm just saying, we all need to come together. That's all I'm saying, all I'm saying. You know, we strike a greater blow to this thing called racism if we stop with being racist. I'm just saying. I don't want to make anybody mad, but I do want you to think. All right? Song we're going to play. Let's see. You got a lot of good things on this board. Got to be ever so careful. Let's see. I'm feeling a little. Yeah. I'm going to tell y'all about the weekend in just a minute. Feeling a little Marcel Casanova. Let me find it. I think I want to play country. I don't know. But anyway, in the meantime, while I figure it out. Oh, there it is. Okay, so I'm going to play Marcel Casanova's song. We're going to talk a little bit about this past weekend. All right? Y'all keep it locked right here on 219 The Talk.
Me no, man.
And now, more.
Yeah, I'm country with it, light trail ride. Two door on that cowhide. Teeth shine like sunshine. 40 cocked on my waistline. Country boy, but I don't smoke hate. Loud sweet in my ashtray. Treat every day like my last day. I'm country. AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points go. House parties and drink pole. Pimp talking, Kangos. I'm country.
You hear the country talk. You see the country walk. You feel the country homie. You feel the country homie. I'm country.
So
Dangerous combination, we gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues, homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally, can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so deep in this game, but we some country boys, so we were born to play.
Seconds I have remaining with you, sir, to ask you, we talk so much about this on a macro level, how about on a micro, on a day-to-day basis, how can we, you know, black, white, whatever, improve this?
We doing too much flexing, showing off, slick talking and bragging, so much division, childish decisions, ending up in toe tagging. We need help, but we too busy saying we got it. Selling work, the selling twerk, everything is for profit. They don't care about us, what we yell in the street, stands up in the sight of police, in the sight of God, we're a no-show.
Oh, yeah.
And church is a no-go. We make it rain for the logos, yeah, like Jordan and Polos. We fight each other on World Star and wonder why unity ain't up to par, man. I'm just saying.
Where the squad at? The one that's not afraid to bring God back. The whole world is under attack. It's deeper than just white and black, man. I'm just saying.
We'll stand in line overnight to get them J's on.
But
ain't no line in church when it's time to get our praise on. We got our hands up. So why the cops still shooting? You're selling your soul to the devil, boy. That's spiritual prostitution.
Hey.
Ask me a question and those I'm gonna tell you the truth. I am a Christian in, and when I'm out of the booth, I am so high in the spirit, it feel like I'm up on a plane. Relax. Everybody, let's catch the Holy Ghost. That's a real chain reaction. Jesus the main attraction. So why you praise Jay-Z? Has he ever paid a bill for you? Huh? So why you don't praise me?
That's what he's saying.
If you down, then be all the way down with us. Or y'all just playing.
I'm just saying. Where the squad at? The one that's not afraid to bring God back. The whole world is under attack. It's deeper than just white and black, man. I'm just saying.
You see me, I'm whipping the slab, but that don't mean I'm looking for problems. They pulling me over, I ain't got no worries. Hakuna Matata. So step out the car, let me see your hands moving. You gon' catch a hollow. And they mad cause I'm smiling. I'm cleaning their pockets. And that's when I give them the gospel. Like, take that. I know you don't really wanna take that. Clean record. Let me tell you how the Lord disgraced that. 20 years of life, little homie has to face that. Buddy paid that, now it's time for payback. So when they answer you hate the devil, I respond, dude, that's a girl's hate track. And that's fact. Wow. I got no love for these demon spirits. And that's fact. Wow. If I catch you slipping, I commit suicide. And that's fact. Wow. So someone deliver this message to Satan. If I ever catch him, I'm gonna start swaying. He better start praying. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. The one is not afraid to bring God back. The whole world is under attack. It's deeper than just white and black.
Man, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I'm just saying, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I'm just saying, I'm just saying.
Where the squad at? The one is not afraid to bring God back. The whole world is under attack. It's deeper than just white and black.
Man, I'm just saying.
So that was a new cool, and I'm just saying. Listen, so it's always something disturbing in the news. Let's just be real about it. And it always amazes me how things are so crazy in the news, but they sure can go from somebody was murdered to, and it's so-and-so's birthday. You know, it's just, but hey, that's news. The biggest gossip column in the world. Okay, so I wanted to get into a little bit about the young man that was murdered by the police officer. People tend to want to say female police officer. I don't even want to say female, even though I already said it, but I don't want to come from that place. I want to just say another cop shot another young adult, you know, and just, you know, took his life. And I don't even know, and I have to watch more of the news, but I just want to stop right there. Another young adult is gone. Man. Now, this is the thing. The cop says that she went to pull her taser, but pulled her gun. Okay. So I was watching the 700 Club this morning, and D.L. Hughley had wrote something about it on his Instagram. I'm going to be reading that in just a few minutes. But his mind was blown just as much as mine was, because when you listen to Pat, we love calling Pat, when you listen to him, he is always, you know, he's, I don't even know how to put it. He's just not one that you want to listen to on a regular basis, you know, because things he says really going to make you mad. But let me pull this up on Instagram. But he really said something today that kind of blew everybody's mind, you know. And then from D.L., he was posting it. I think that was brilliant. Here we go. So let's see. If you hear a lot of feedback, that's because I'm watching TV after I get off my show. How about that? Okay, so D.L. Hughley wrote, "Well, damn, just shocked the hell out of everybody." Pat Robinson, y'all, just shocked the mess. I'll say the mess for those that are listening. He just shocked the mess out of everybody. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. In 90 seconds, Pat Robertson, the most conservative pro-police man in America, just said one Chauvin should be thrown under the jail for what he did to George Floyd. Now, we're talking about Pat Robertson. And is it Robertson or Robertson? I think it's Robertson. Yeah. Anyway, now, this right here blew a lot of people's mind for Pat to say this, because when I say pro-police, he even said it. I was watching it this morning. He even said it. He said, "Now, I'm pro-police." That's what he said. I'm pro-police. Now, watch this. Second thing he said, he doesn't believe that Kim Potter mistook her taser for her gun. Okay, right. This is one that's always got something to say to support the popos. Well, we call them popos in our neighborhood. I don't know what y'all call them. But anyway, let's move on. And then number three, and the officers who brutalized Army Lieutenant Karen Nazario, y'all excuse me, but those of you that don't know about this story, I think this is on D.L. Hughley's page, too. I watched it myself. The lieutenant was in his truck, and the police officer kept telling him to get out of the truck. His hands were raised, because y'all know in the black community, the black men and women, you know, have to know how to handle themselves when a police officer approached the vehicle, right? He's in full uniform, okay? He's in full uniform, and they are hostile. Step out of the car, step out of, you know, they tripping. He says, calm down, what did I do, what did I do? They won't tell him what he did. Just get out the car. Man, it was intense. If you haven't seen it, you need to go and check it out. They got him out the car and slammed, did all kinds of, listen, y'all got to watch it. It says, the officers who brutalized Army Lieutenant in Virginia are despicable. Now, I'm going to say this. It's about time, you know, that people really, really begin to come against this thing. I'm going to tell y'all, if this was really, really being taken care of, these police officers wouldn't do this so easily. I guess I'm saying that right. They wouldn't do it so easily. They wouldn't be so, you know, I don't know how to say it, honey. Carefree with it. But I always feel like this attitude or this mentality or behavior is something that's talked about and within that precinct. It has to be. It has to be. To be so comfortable with harassing and killing and shooting. This man, Neil, we were watching Grey's Anatomy and I forget what the other show is. One of their crossover shows, huh? Station 19. And I guess they had filmed during the George Floyd time. They was going back and recapping. But my thing was, man, the emotion behind it. And then the dude, this is what I don't get. And I think me and my husband discussed it when it went down. While this police officer had his knee on this man's neck that long, people were holding their phones. Don't get me wrong. We needed to see what was going on. But I needed just one person. One person, you know. Even though I do feel that it had, not that he had to die, but that his death has taken on a purpose and meaning, you know. But we can't forget that this happened. We can't. I guess you say when the months go by and people, they just stop protesting and going back to work, all these different things. It's like we're forgetting George Floyd. We're forgetting Breonna Taylor. We're forgetting, even though they got millions. I'm not talking about the money. I'm just talking about the sheer fact that this mentality, that this behavior is still going on. It's still going on. And the police probably sat back and said, well, they'll be finished protesting after a while. But I digress. Another life is taken. Okay? Another life has been taken. What are we going to do? Are we going to continue? And I know I didn't pronounce everybody's name right and all that. You could direct your attention to that. Or you could direct your attention to the fact that people have... The whole conversation has died down. It has died down, you know, and it's not as intense as it used to be, as it was when George Floyd passed away. You know, we still, now I've heard some states that have changed laws and have begin to transition into a safer, more productive, more sensitive police, I guess, I don't know what to call it. But anyway, they have already started to transition into a better, word, fly away from me, but it's a good thing. Laws are being passed. The police officers have to be accountable. It's just all kinds of stuff, you know, that they are. And I forget the state that they're doing it in, but I'm excited about it. Hopefully Houston, my Lord, will go ahead and change some things. How about that? Okay. All right. So I've had a wonderful time on the air with you guys tonight. I didn't want the night to go by without doing my show. Let me tell y'all something. My husband told me something very important years ago. We've been together, I can say years. He said, you have to breathe life into your own dreams. In other words, don't look for other people to do it for you. You have to do it. So I'm getting my momentum back. So much. And let me tell y'all something. Be careful of all the stuff that take up your time and knock you off the path that you are supposed to be on. Because it will happen. It will happen. Greed will take over. Or you'll just be distracted. Things start happening. You know, and it ain't that important to do that anymore. Oh, maybe you then grew out of it and transitioned. But I promise you, if it's a passion, yeah, that moment you might feel like, okay, maybe I should just go to sleep and forget about, you know, I'll do it. You become complacent. You become a procrastinator. Next thing you know, you're not doing it at all. Then 4 months down the line, you're saying to yourself, I'm going to tell you why you feel a craving come over. Because that's your passion. That's what you're supposed to be doing. But guess what? There are distractions out there that were sent to knock you off. Y'all get mad at me all you want to. Marrying the wrong person, dating the wrong person, getting involved with the wrong type of friends, all that kind of stuff can throw your life out of whack. And you'll wake up one day and say, and I'm speaking from experience, how did I get here? What is going on? What the hell? That's what you'll be saying to yourself. All I'm saying. Of course, life happens, right? But while life is happening, right, your dream don't die, right? It's still, I guess you say it's still in motion. It's just in slow motion. but the point is for it to stay in, is that what's most important is that it's still moving. All right, y'all. That's enough for me tonight. I love podcasting. I call it radio. You know, some people say, no, you have a podcast. I've been on here since 2009. I call it what I want to call it. So thank everybody for tuning in to 219 The Talk tonight. Definitely going to be talking with you. Monday. Make sure you tune in for our show, 5926 Central. Listen, y'all, it's at 8 p.m. if you want to listen live. But you can always catch it in the archive Tuesday morning, okay? Tuesday night, Bustin' Loose and Faith. Wednesday, Sisters United. Thursday, hey, it's me again. All right, so I'll be talking to you then. I want y'all to have a good night. And always remember to keep it real. No matter what. But also remember this, that you may be right, but the way you presented it can make it look all the way wrong. It's in the presentation. All I'm trying to say, I hope somebody got that. Now, when y'all play this, they going to share it with somebody because I know you want somebody to hear that. All right? We'll talk to you later. This has been Queen, 219 The Talk. Oh.
219 219 to talk, 219 to talk, 219 to talk, 219 to talk, let's go. 219, yeah, 219, yeah, 219 to talk.